77, last table. There are a few chairs. A door leads to the rest of the apartment.
Is it recording?
There's a window which looks into the kitchen. The radio is slightly out of tune, floating between stations. It is early morning, the start of another dirty, humid day. Jerry sneaks on the porch and slowly closes the door behind him. He sits in front of his electric typewriter at a glass table. Food wrappers and phone cups thrown about. A table fan blows hot air.
Was the radio on all night?
Turns radio down.
Ow! Try an egg on that.
He takes his notes, crumpled napkins from his pockets, arranges them and begins to type. Suddenly, a car horn is heard. Jerry runs to the railing and looks out.
That's my car! No! Stop! Don't forward! I'll get you the money! What's the use?
He turns and goes back to his typewriter.
No job, my ears are dead, and now no car. I am never playing cards again.
He pats his typewriter.
You can get my ticket out of this mess. The House on the Hill, by me, Jerry Andrews.
He resumes typing after a few moments. Ralph enters, closing the door behind him, ready for work. He is overdressed for this hot weather.
I think I overslept. You're up early. Well, today's the day I'm all packed.
Jerry stuffs napkins under typewriter.
Oh, I never went down.
Looks at watch, sees it's not in his wrist.
I get the feeling you're running late. Did you eat breakfast?
I don't have much time, so I just drank that can of orange soda that was on the kitchen counter. Hope you don't mind.
Soda? Ralph, that was a can of orange juice. Concentrated orange juice that I was thawing out.
I'm sorry. It was a little pulpy. Oh well, since I'm moving out today, that'll never happen again. You've been out here all night in this humidity? That fan isn't going to help you too much. Oh, here, I guess I borrowed your watch yesterday. It was on the floor by the couch. I really fell off when I was sleeping. I don't know.
No problem. Thanks. Did you know that the garbage is picked up at 3:45 a.m.? And the gold farm's upstairs, quite till long after Johnny Carson is over. And the noise! Ugh, how can anyone sleep with that noise?
I didn't hear a thing. I was out like a log.
It's out like a light. And no wonder you didn't hear that electric substation of an air conditioner you put in the living room window. I swear, the lights on the Brooklyn Bridge flicker whenever you turn it on.
Stop!
Did you get your electricity directly from the third rail on the Lexington Avenue line?
Quit it! I like to be cool at night. I deserve it, and it's good for my condition.
Cool is one thing, but cryogenically preserved is another. Are there woolly mammoths on the couch?
Leave me alone! Well, Wanda Grisby should be here any minute. It's so nice that she goes out of her way to give me a ride to work. When I move into that spare room in her apartment today, she won't have to go out of her way. Did you know that we both work in the same supply room? Did you know that her apartment building has central air conditioning?
You told me that, Ralph.
Jerry
several times.
Jerry rustled through papers and finds a message.
Oh, yeah. We got a phone call a few minutes ago. They said for you not to come to work.
Why, am I fired? I've only been there for a month. What am I going to do? Wanda will be all alone in the supply room. And Mother, she told me I could never move back home. I'll be on the streets, me and my air conditioner, foraging for food and electricity.
No, calm down. The city is asking businesses to cut power, so a lot of companies are closed until the heat wave passes. Maybe you can catch a little girlfriend before she leaves home and let her know. Although, I would like to meet her. I've heard so much.
I left her house already. I know her pretty well by now. She's very punctual. I'll just stay out here with you for a while. And I bet Wanda's never met a real writer before. Oh, gosh, it's humid out here. I won't have to pay to get this suit pressed again for no reason. It sure has been nice living here in Brooklyn for the past month, Jerry. It's been nice spending time on this balcony. What a great view you have. I've never been this high up. 5 floors! Well, don't mind me. You just go back to your writing. I know how important it is for you.
The submission deadline is due today. I just have to get in by then. Imagine, my first... that $1,000 prize, it's not too bad either. I'll finally be able to pay off. My car's in the shop. So I guess I'll just have to walk to get town.
Too bad you can't write for television. I'd be a real fan if you were thin.
Ralph, you don't have a television. How can you...
I read the TV guide listings, Jerry. That's good enough for me. If you need any help with your writing, maybe I could take a look at it. I've written things before, you know.
No, I mean, it's just not ready for anyone to look at just yet. I want to go through it a few more times before the typewriter overheats.
I like the title. The House on the Hill. Sounds like where I lived growing up. There's nothing to do out here and I'm hot.
Go inside with the air conditioner and finish the packing.
I have to wait for Wanda and I'm done packing. How'd you learn to be a writer?
I read it in this book. It's been pretty useful.
Writing for beginners. Well, I was in a play in grammar school. And I wrote my own lines. It was all about the hazards of picnicking outdoors. Some of the other kids were ants. Some were bees. Wilma Frankhurst played one of the picnickers. Some kid from another class was a bottle of ketchup. He wore a red ski mask. He lived at the bottom of the hill. The girl who sat in front of me played a ham sandwich.
Okay, what were you in this theatrical extravaganza?
I played the grass that the other kids had a picnic on. A non-speaking part, but I wore my green Robert Bruce hooded sweater. The bottle of ketchup spilled all over
me. Ralph, this says a lot about your personality. At that age, letting others walk all over you, spill on you, and in front of an audience at that? And you said you wrote your own lines? How could it be a non-speaking part?
The teacher cut them. I stuttered so much that I couldn't get the words out. The play was kind of unmemorable, but during the performance, Wilma Frankhurst caught me mouthing her lines as a picnic. My, that potato salad looks good. Those ants aren't getting any of this Duncan Hines cake, even though it is moist and delicious.
You had advertising your school play? Product placement?
After the performance, Wilma Frankhurst chased me out to the playground and ripped the hood right off my new Robert Bruce sweater. Ripped the zip hood right off! Ripped!
Maybe she liked you. Girls have a funny way of showing affection.
I guess so. In the lunchroom that afternoon, she passed a little too close when I was sitting, alone as usual, and spilled the hot chicken soup down my back.
Maybe she wanted to make you forget about your ripped hood.
I was taken to the nurse's office, where I was told to wait for someone to pick me up. I waited until after school was out and my mother came to take me home on her way home from work. Over 4 hours. Boy, was she mad. Madder than a room full of Wilma Frankhursts.
Could have taken the school bus.
And let Wilma Frankhurst get me again? Not likely.
Jerry, door intercom buzzes.
I'll get that.
He jumps and heads into the kitchen.
I don't know why you're so afraid of this intercom anyway.
You see him through window at intercom.
Hello?
Ralph goes to window and looks in.
I bet it's Wanda.
Hello?
Who is this?
Must be Wanda.
Is this Ralph Hollister?
No, this is Jerry Andrews.
Oh, sorry, I must push the wrong button. This pencil keeps slipping because my hands are so sweaty.
Sounds like Wanda. Tell her to come on up.
Why is she using a pencil to push the intercom button?
For your information, I'm using this pencil to push the button so I don't get sharp. Electricity and heat don't get along well.
Wanda, come on up.
To a strange apartment? I'm not that kind of girl, Mr. Andrews.
It's okay, Wanda. He's not that strange. Come on up.
Is that Ralph? What are you doing in a stranger's apartment? I'll be right up.
You better hurry before they turn the elevator off. Disable electricity.
The elevator's being turned off. She wouldn't use the elevator anyway. It's electric. She got stuck in the elevator at work a few weeks ago for 2 hours.
What?
She uses the stairs at work. I can't take the stairs with my condition and all. And these boxes I have to move and my air conditioner. Did I tell you about my condition?
You've been talking about your condition since that I met you.
You didn't meet me. I met you. I remember it very clearly. I remember you asked me so many questions.
I wanted to find out a little bit about you.
Never been a roommate before. Always lived at home with mother, with my condition and all.
Post your trash.
What's this part about a family gathering? The mother is talking about things she did at family gatherings?
Jerry comes up to balcony.
Enough about your condition for Pete's sake.
Yanks sheet from Ralph.
What's so unusual about family gatherings? The mother is simply relating what she remembers about them. The games they played, and how they entertained each other.
When I was little, the rest of our family, aunts and cousins, used to put on little shows about important events in our family's history. And they would come to visit mother and me. Like a few of them would get together and act out when my grandmother met my grandfather at the shore, and my cousin graduated from college.
What's wrong with that? Sounds fun.
Mother wouldn't agree with you. She never participated. If she did, I'm sure she'd recreate some less pleasant things. me being kicked out of Cub Scouts because I forgot to bring the cookies and apple juice, mother slipping under our lawnmower and almost losing her hand, then taking my cat away from me because I failed chemistry.
Did you ever get the cat back?
No, never saw Toodles again. Ruined my senior year in high school. Oh, this heat. I bet Wanda wants something to drink.
Tell her about the orange soda.
That's not funny. I said I was sorry about the juice.
Ralph Sales.
Hey, Mother and I lived in a big white house that sat on top of a hill in the town. Mother's family had lived there for generations. She said it was part of the Underground Railroad. Mother used to tell me about the secret passageways and tunnels. I never looked for them, though. What if I got stuck in one of them? I'd be trapped with no air. Breathe. It was the biggest house in town.
Straightens out the porch.
Mother said her family used to have a lot of money. Don't ask me where it all went. Mother changed jobs so much we could have lived anywhere.
Goes inside.
I don't think we were poor. It just seemed that Mother never had any money. I would ask her for something and she would say she couldn't afford it. She always had money to go out at night with her friends, though.
Well, it's all different now, Ralph. You have a job. You earn a good salary. Just let me get back to work. Play cards or something. There are a few decks by the kitchen window. I don't use them anymore.
Ralph goes into the kitchen window. We can still see him.
Should I use the everyday playing cards or the special occasion playing cards?
Use the good ones. The heat waves like this don't come along every day.
I used to sit in the front yard under these old trees after school playing Go Fish for one. It's not easy playing Go Fish all alone. Oh no, not these playing cards. I'm going to use the other ones.
Goes back into the kitchen.
What's wrong with these playing cards? They're in great condition. I've had them for years.
They're the Titanic playing cards. They're depressing. You're having a great time, grand time, playing Go Fish for one. And then you ask your opponent, yourself, if they have any threes. Then you say, Go Fish. And you reach down in the grass for a new playing card. And you see the sketch of the Titanic sinking on the back of the cards. And you think of all those lost souls, men, women, children. Suddenly getting any more threes doesn't seem so important anymore.
I don't believe you, Ralph. You're too much sometimes.
Here we go. These cards are much better.
Comes back to porch.
The TWA playing cards. No depressing thoughts there. Except if they assign you the middle seat. Not that I've ever been in an airplane before. Oh, we're out of paper napkins again. I'll bring more home from the break room tomorrow.
Jerry takes final page out of typewriter.
Done. The house on the hill is complete. Hello, $1,000.
Put script into envelope.
Speaking of cards, I don't think you're playing with the full deck.
Okay, that's it. You've done nothing but pick on me this morning, and now you're picking on my playing cards. I'm going to go inside, sit on the couch by my air conditioner, and...
You may want to think that air conditioner part of that, the brownout. Great. If I can get this delivered by noon.
The elevator must be out. I'm trapped here on this sun-baked hot porch, and with my condition, the paramedics would never get here in time.
Enough about your condition. Ralph. A lot of people talk in their sleep. Millions of people do. It's no big deal. It's normal.
There is a knock at the door.
That must be your little friend. I'll let her in. Then the two of you can turn around and leave me alone for the rest of the day. Maybe her mother will let you move in early.
He goes in.
Well, yeah, I will. I haven't had a good night's sleep in weeks. My condition and all. I'm not carrying my boxes down all those flights of stairs. The elevator must be back on soon. This heat, it's not good for someone with my condition to be out in this heat. I haven't wasted good typing paper. You could have at least used the other size for notes or list making or scratch paper.
Scans papers.
Cut it up to make small shopping lists or wrap gum in. What is this?
Ralph reads aloud what is typed on the sheets of paper.
When are you going to stop stuttering, Mortimer? When are you going to stop making a fool out of me with your stuttering?
What?
Looks through trash.
Mortimer, I forbid you to stay overnight with those boys. What if you start talking in your sleep and say something about me? You want the whole town to know what a drunk your poor mother is? What? Stuttering? This Mortimer sounds just like me. Little Ralph, back home with mother. No one knows this, any of this.
takes out another sheet from the trash.
Mortimer, run down the hill and get your mother a bottle of wine. Tell them I'll pay them next week, and don't talk to that boy at the bottom of the hill. Jerry ignored all of this.
Wanda enters. She perspires heavily and is out of breath. She goes right to the chair and collapses onto the typewriter.
Wanda, are you all right? I'll get you some water. Jerry, water!
Ralph shoves paper back into the trash can.
Five flights of stairs!
Jerry enters with a pitcher and a glass of water. Wanda grabs the glass, drinks, then takes the pitcher from Jerry and drinks from that.
Ah! You must be the strange guy, Jerry. You got a nice set of stairs there, Jerry. But did you need all five flights of them?
Excuse me.
Jerry takes the envelope from the table.
Why didn't she just call you from the payphone in the corner?
She's afraid of payphones, too. A few weeks ago, she got her finger stuck in the dial of one when she was at Gimbel's. They had to use a jar of Norel Fountain of Youth Cream to get her finger unstuck. Calm down there, Wanda. Catch your breath. Good thing she used the payphone in the Norel section.
I went to Norel's to pick up a bottle of Norel perfume for my Aunt Muriel. I didn't know what size bottle to get, so I tried to call her on a payphone. Long story short, Gimbel's ended up giving me the rest of the jar and Norel Fountain of Youth Cream. So I gave that to Aunt Muriel instead. She uses it every day, three times a day. Jeez, look at me. I'm sweating bullets.
Sits up and points to typewriter.
You may want to unplug this thing so I don't get sharp. They don't let me near typewriters at work either.
All right.
Jerry puts down the manuscript and the ink's plug from the wall outlet.
There. That's quite a purse you have.
You shouldn't plug things out like that. You can get shocked that way too. This purse. This used to be my Aunt Muriel's. You can't have it. Playing cards? Are those the ones that you were talking about at work? Those Titanic ones? Those give you the heebie-jeebies?
I was just about to play a hand of Go Fish for One, the TWA playing cards, since the office is closed.
I was just going to tell you that, Ralphie. The office called me too. Aunt Muriel picked up the phone. It was nice of them to do that. What if we were here, at the office? And the electricity went out.
Slides chair over to sit next to him.
Get ready for a hand of Go Fish for Two, Ralphie. Because after walking up all them steps, I and my purse are not moving for the rest of the day.
Wanda fans herself with a manuscript envelope.
Count me out of your little poker game, Wanda. I have a manuscript to deliver. Got 3 hours? It's such a nice day, I think I'll walk. Got plenty of time. See you later.
He yanks the envelope from her, thoughtfully packs it, and heads out the door, not closing it behind him.
Hey, whatever's in that envelope must be pretty important. More important than keeping me ventilated. I had to pop down in Aunt Muriel's car all the way here. That's why my hair's so messed up.
Tries to fix hair.
Keep the cool air inside. It's a writing thing he's been working on for quite a while now. Today's the deadline.
For what?
He's entering into some kind of writing contest. The deadline is noon today. The first prize is $1,000.
That's a lot of money. You don't sound too happy about it, Ralphie.
Takes cards.
You want a deal?
I'm not touching those Titanic cards. I'm upset enough already without having to think about all that tragedy you can deal. I feel like I haven't had a good night's sleep in weeks. It'll be nicer when I have my own room. A month of sleeping on that couch is a month too long. I feel like the whole world is watching me.
Where are you going to get your own room? What are you so upset about? You don't look too good either. Why do you look so pale?
Wanda looks closer.
And why do your teeth look all orange? Don't you brush? Aunt Muriel has an electronic toothbrush, but you know me and electronics.
I'm a little upset, I think. Wanda, I'm moving into the spare room in your apartment with central air conditioning. Remember, you offered. Today's the day.
Wanda deals.
Oh, yeah, well, Ralphie, there's something I gotta tell you. We don't got a spare room. Yet.
Well, I'm all packed, except for my air conditioner, that is. I can get that later. No spare room.
Well, you see, my Aunt Muriel, well, she's not dead yet.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, when she was gonna die, her room would have turned into the spare room. and I was going to run it out to you. I guess that jar of Norel Fountain Youth Cream I gave Aunt Euro really did do the trick. Anyway, got reason.
What? Well, I won't let you move out. I can't live here anymore. Wanda, what am I going to do? And now this? I can't take anymore.
Ralph turns away from the table.
I'm not feeling so good. My condition and all.
I only asked for a three, Ralphie. Will you turn around and look at me? You're just playing.
I don't feel like playing anymore, Wanda. It's too hot.
I know, Ralphie. It's pretty hot out there. Wanda puts away cards. Let's talk then. What's eating you? I'm sure that Jerry guy will let you stay here a little longer since he's done with his writing. He may be strange, but he seems okay to me.
Wanda.
All I have to do is hide Aunt Muriel's Fountain and Norel Youth Cream. You know, I could get some library place from the supply room at the office. She'd never notice the difference. And you'd be living the high life in her spare room in no time, Ralph. Central air and a place to hang your own toothbrush. If you do use one, that is.
Wanda! Jerry's writing, The House on the Hill, is about the house that Mother and I lived in. And it's about me.
That's great, Ralph. When they make a movie out of it, maybe you can get me a ticket for half price. And maybe Aunt Muriel, if she's still kicking, what she most likely will be, maybe we can put her in a cot in the
mud. It's not great. Somehow Jerry found out some things about me, things I did and said, used to say, used them in his writing. I just don't understand. Has he been talking to my mother? Why would she talk to him and not me?
Maybe. Just maybe. It's like on TV. What they say at the end of Barney Jones. Any similarities to any person living or dead are purely coincidental. That's Aunt Muriel's favorite part. She hates Barney Jones. And that lean Meriwether, she was better on Batman.
Folks do paper on table.
I have no idea what any of that means, Barney.
All I know is that Jerry knows a lot more about me.
All I know is that Jerry knows a lot more about me than I thought he knows, I think. And now everyone who reads this writing thing will think they know about me and my mother and other stuff and think other stuff and...
What other stuff?
Ralph points towards table.
These Titanic playing cards? That's nothing. I used to be afraid of the advent calendar at Christmas time, Ralphie. I thought all those little people were trapped in those little windows all year long and they could only get out at Christmas time.
That's not it.
So one summer, I snuck into the hall closet with a pair of pinking shears and took out the advent calendar and pinking sheared off all the windows. Aunt Muriel wasn't too happy about it.
Ralph goes to trash, pulls out papers.
Wanda, look.
He puts the notes he found before in Wanda's face.
What? Who's Mortimer? This is about you? You're Mortimer? You said these things? Wait a second. You did all this? What was wrong with the boy at the bottom of the hill? I once knew a boy chase squirrels right in the streets. Is that what the boy at the bottom of the hill did?
No more questions. How could Jerry... Did you hear me talking in my sleep? I never realized it was so loud. Mother never heard me unless she was right in my room.
You got that condition too? Aunt Muriel's got it really bad. Sometimes she talks in her sleep so loud I can hear it in the next room. So I gotta turn up Barney Jones on TV just to drown her out. Lee Meriwether at high volume is not nice. That wacky stuff that Muriel says in her sleep, Ralphie, you could write a book. Or a writing thing if you didn't know. Writing for beginners.
Jerry has been listening to what I say in my sleep at night and putting it in his manuscript. He must sit by the couch all night watching me, waiting for me to say something. No wonder his wristwatch was on the floor by the couch this morning. He was sitting there all night.
I bet he sure likes your air conditioner, too.
He lied to me. He said the garbage is picked up at 3:45 a.m. and the gold bars fight till long after Johnny Carson is over. I haven't seen the gold bars all week.
Ralph goes to railing and looks out.
And the garbage hasn't even been picked up yet. Is that your Aunt Muriel's car? You got a good parking space right in the shade.
I can't the top down. so the seats don't get too hot. If you see any pigeons, let me know.
He goes back to the table.
Jerry's not a good writer if he can't make his own stuff up.
Russell's through papers on desk.
He's going to win the writing contest and everyone will know everything about him. Mother's going to think that I told Jerry everything about him. I never should have left home. Left Mother, my house on the hill. I want to go home.
Hey, I got a question. How do you know he's going to win the contest with that?
What do you mean? You don't think my life is interesting? That it wouldn't make a good story?
No, Ralphie. I said, how do you know he's going to win the contest with that story?
Pulls papers from the desk.
This story.
House on the Hill by Jerry Andrews. That's the carbon copy.
Not for long.
Wanda takes cover page off and replaces it with a blank sheet.
Now it's the original My House on the Hill by Ralphie Hollister. I didn't get all A's in penmanship for nothing. Aunt Muriel was so proud.
Wanda writing neatly on cover page.
Now all we gotta do is get this to the writing contest people before he gets there, and we'll have it made.
It'll never work. Oh, this heat. I don't feel too good, Wanda. Too much orange juice and this heat and this stress. Wanda, I need to go inside to what's left in my air conditioner and...
Never say never, Ralphie.
Wanda finishes hand lettering cover.
Ta-da! Not too bad, if I say so myself. Now, we seal the envelope nice and tight and get it in right in the front seat of Aunt Muriel's car.
Looks through papers.
Now, where would the address be? Where's it going to take us to?
Wanda pulls out a card.
Here we are. You stay here, Ralphie, and I'll be back in no time.
She finishes drinking the inner water, picks up car keys from the table, jingles them and drops them and the card, bending over to pick them up.
Oof.
She stands and reads Mumble's name on card.
555 East 34th Street, New York, New York.
She writes the address on her palm.
I could be there in no time.
Beware in no time.
Cop?
Where's Ralph?
He went to the living room to lie down for a bit. He wasn't feeling good.
With this heat in that arm squeeze, I bet he isn't feeling so well.
What are you doing here? I thought that you had that writing thing to deliver.
Steph's carbon copy into her purse.
I forgot the address where I was going to. It's on a card somewhere on the table. It's pretty important, so if you'd excuse me.
Tries to get around Wanda.
Could you get out of the way, please?
You know, Ralphie is my friend. My only friend. How could you do this to him?
Do what?
Maybe this card is what you're looking for.
She takes the card, rips it up, and tosses it over the balcony.
You'll never get my purse now!
Hey! You're crazy, you know that? You're just as crazy as that guy in there.
What's crazy is what you did. Spied on poor Ralphie, listened to him when he was talking in his sleep, then writing it all down and making money off of it? That's crazy. But you ain't gonna win at this, strange guy.
Heads to the door.
Nobody messes with Wanda Grisby or her friends or Frank, because that's the only one I have, Ralphie. Now have a nice day.
She goes out.
Hey, wait, you got it all. Wanda, what's the use?
Jerry bends over to pick up pieces of the dress.
The dress is everywhere.
The power comes back on, and the table fan comes alive, blowing his copy off the balcony. He tries to stop them, but gives up.
My writing!
He rustles through papers on table, looking for copies.
Where is that carbon copy?
Ralph enters.
Wanda, what's going on? Oh, Jerry, you're back. Where's Wanda? Back to listen in on me some more, Jerry? Get enough secrets out of me, need more to write about?
Pulls notes from trash.
Want me to sleep some more? I bet you put sleeping pills in that orange juice. You knew I was going to drink it. I've been drugged. I feel so sleepy, woozy.
Drugged? What are you talking about?
Sees notes in Ralph's hands.
Ralph, you have to listen to me. This has been a mistake. What have you been thinking? Well, don't think it. I can explain everything. Now, have you seen the copy of my manuscript? A white envelope?
Ralph looking over balcony.
You mean the envelope that Wanda's waving in her hand from the car?
We hear a car start.
Bye, Wanda, good luck!
The car speeds away.
Wanda, wait!
Going to the railing.
My manuscript! I'm ruined, Ralph. What would I have explained? Why did you do this? Why did you let this happen?
You listened in on me when I was talking in my sleep, Jerry. You stole my family's secrets and put them in your writing at $1,000 worth of secrets.
What? No, I didn't. Ralph, your secrets, well, they're trash. That's why they're in the trash. I didn't want them. I didn't need them.
The house on the hill is about my family and my mother and me and all the terrible things that happened to
The house on the hill is about the house on the hill and the hill itself, not the people inside the house. It's about the history of the house and its place in the history of the Underground Railroad, what's underneath the house.
The tunnels and secret passages? You wrote about them. They're not real. I never saw them. How did you know about them?
Remember the boy who lived at the bottom of your hill? The boy who played the catch-up in the red ski mask?
Yeah?
That was me.
I thought you looked familiar. Even without the red ski mask. What a small world.
When you answered my ad, everything about the tunnels came back to me. I crawled through all the passages when I was a kid. They ran under your house and around the hill. I spent hours exploring them.
I never knew. I was too afraid to go in them. Mother told me about them, stories from her family from a long time ago, but I never believed her. She told me never talk about them to anyone.
One day, your mother caught me in one of them. She told me never to go there again. Told me never to talk about them. I never forgot about them, though. I always wondered.
And now, years later, wrote about them. It's kind of spooky.
You talked about those passages and tunnels in your sleep. All the stories your mother told you, you filled in the blanks for me, Ralph. I had a great piece from the Historical Society. I was sure to win that prize of $1,000. I mean, I really need the money. I mean, I owe everybody in Brooklyn. Never, never play cards for money. All right, Rock, believe me. I'd have better luck with those Titanic cards.
You need money, Jerry? You could have just asked me. I would have given it to you. I've known you for so long.
Would? That'd be great, old friend.
And if I win the $1,000 from writing The House on the Hill, you won't have to pay me back.
What are you talking about? You win? Go inside and turn on your AC. Take a nap. Don't worry about the electricity.
During this electrical crisis? You get fined? I can't take a nap during the day, and then I won't sleep at night.
Read your book.
I loaned it to Wanda. Wanda. I'll explain everything when she gets back from wherever she went. Then we'll find something to do for the rest of the day.
Go to the movies? Party mandates.
Too many little kids. They won't let us bring outside food in. Wanda hates sticky floors.
Go to Gimbals?
Wanda's not allowed in there anymore. Her Aunt Muriel said so.
Jerry
and. Go to the gym.
Go to the museum. Sweat? I'd rather sit here. Plus, I ran out of free passes. How much money do you want to borrow?
Well, there's the money for the car. And I owe Miss Goldfarb part of the rent, and then there's the man at the deli.
Remember, I paid you my share of the rent. I don't want Mrs. Goldfarb going after me. I guess she fights a lot. See, Wanda thought you were going to take what you wrote. And let me turn off the air conditioner. It's just too hot for someone with my condition.
The air conditioner roars back to life. Perfect.